1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
And we're live in New York, and I'm getting slapback, so just so the studio back in L.A. knows, I'm listening to myself, in the cans. Thank you. Live in New York all this week, and we will be here today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Sorry, we had a technical thing. But we are enjoying this city like I didn't even think I could. And first of all, I love to eat, and that's what we did today. Another thing that I like to do, we also did that today. And then another thing that I like to do, we went out last evening with our very dear friend Peter Trippi, who is with our show here in New York. We went to Brooklyn. We went to we saw things that are certainly not just unique to the city of New York, but things unique to the city over the last 30 days or thereabouts. And it has been profound. It's been moving. It has been fun. And we are certainly, and the weather is just fantastic in this beautiful city all this week. And we're going to bring you some of those feelings as we move through the, in fact, a little bit later on in the show, we'll tell you some of our initial feelings about the city of New York and being here. And we also certainly are here because we want to be good. We want to be good soldiers for our country. And New York is a mecca for us as Americans. If you haven't been here, you have to visit the city, especially now. And we certainly challenge other radio shows to come to New York and to do their show here for a week or two to tell the rest of the country, as we're trying to, this is a great city and it's a great place to visit. Robert Green is with us. And speaking of restaurants, and I've known Bob for a number of years. Robert, you are a restaurant owner, I know, in Los Angeles, but you had one here in New York?
No, I never had a restaurant in New York, Phil, but I have family in a restaurant business that had a restaurant in the Upper West Side. But it's a great city. There's no doubt about that. Thank you for having me on your program, because we want to talk a little bit about the restaurant business in California.
Well, you're having a Halloween. Now, your restaurant is Windows on the Boulevard?
Windows on the Boulevard, that's right. And it's not in New York. It's in California. I want to let everybody know that. What we're having is our Family Fun Halloween Party, and we're very proud of this. The Family Fun Halloween Party features cocktails and treats. It's for all adults and all kids. And
why a Family Fun Halloween Party? I know that a lot of Halloween parties are being centralized. Is that it? No more trick-or-treating?
A lot of trick-or-treating isn't going on, and then a lot of people want to have parties that are centrally located so the kids can be safe and the parents are there. And
all right, so this, in other words, it's a thing where all the kids can come in and not go door-to-door, that kind of thing?
Right. And the other thing I wanted to mention, we have a family-owned restaurant. Family-owned and operated since 1998, and we have...
Now, how many kids do you have?
I don't have any kids. What I mean is...
Well, so you and your wife, or...
No, I'm not married. But it is a family in the sense that I'm my own family, and...
So you're not married?
I'm not married.
Because the problem is... Not the problem, Bob, excuse me, but who's Donna?
Oh, Donna's our cashier. And she's a terrific girl.
She's not your wife?
Well, I live with her, and that's a family in itself. That's what I'm trying to say. It's family-owned and operated. And even if you live with a woman, if there's love, you know, if there's real love there... And I like to think that we're a family. Donna and I have lived together for, we're taking it slow for the last 3 weeks. But what I want to do is essentially say to you and to everybody, come down, and I wish you wouldn't get me sidetracked.
I'm sorry. You know what? Everything is so confusing. We're doing a remote broadcast. I hope you understand.
Right. Well, I want to tell everybody, come down to our Family Fun. I forgot. It's Family Fun Night or?
Family Fun Halloween Party.
Family Fun Halloween Party. Cocktails and treats.
Now, what is cocktails and treats? That's the kids come down and get candy, and the parents come down and have a drink?
The parents come down and have a drink. Bring your kids down, and for every drink that you buy, the kids get to put their hands into the big candy grab bag. That's three drinks or more. The first drink, the kids will get some gum or something like that. And obviously, there's an old saying, you don't want to fly on one wing. So get a couple of drinks, relax. Have a good time.
Okay, now there's a question here, and I don't want to say anything other than, let me just say this: is this encouraging drinking, or you see what I'm saying, to mix adult beverages with kids and their candy?
I don't think so. Well, it does encourage it, but Phil, in the last 60 days or so, I've seen an incredible drop off in the liquor side of my business. We've got great food at Windows on the Boulevard, but the bar is down, and we're trying to encourage people to come back. In other words, what I was told, your producer told me that you wouldn't, that you'd help us promote this, is it?
No, I do want to help you promote it.
So why are the questions?
I want to help you promote it. I'm wondering.
But my liquor business is down a little bit, and so we want to get more people in to sort of reinvigorate that end of the business. Okay?
All right, so people come down with their kids.
Bring the kids.
And the kids are in costume?
I'm not familiar with
Halloween?
Yeah, sure. That's exactly right. Get into a costume. I forgot about that part. But get into a costume.
See, if you're going to have a family fun Halloween night.
Having a family fun Halloween night with costumes. But the thing that I want to focus on, and I was told by your producer that you would do this, is we want to get our bar business back.
All right, but, okay. But this is for children, and...
Yeah, you bring the kids, you order a drink, and hopefully you'll order more than one drink, but you order...
See, to me it sounds like you're pushing liquor, that's all I'm saying.
No, sir, we're not. We are pushing family Halloween party fun. And it's treats and cocktails.
All right, Robert Green is my guest. He owns Windows on the Boulevard. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And I'm sorry.
See, you're treating me, or you're treating this interview as if I'm some kind of a criminal. I'm not.
No, sir, I'm sorry, and I don't mean to say that. I'm just saying I wanted to get it clear. You bring the kids down to your restaurant. They're in costume because it's Halloween, and the kids get candy and the parents get drinks.
That is exactly correct.
And the candy is free.
The candy is absolutely free. All you have to do, for every drink you buy, the kid gets a thing. Now, if you buy three drinks or more, they get to go into the big grab bag of candy. And if you get a pitcher, any of our imported or domestic pitchers, we've got some beautiful dark lagers, some very nice ales. We've got our spring wheat pale ale is always a knockout. Get a pitcher, drink that, the kid gets more candy. But in other words, what we're doing is we're doing a tie-in. And this is very common in the restaurant business, to tie in different aspects of the promotional thing.
Okay, not being in the restaurant business and not being familiar with advertising per se, it's difficult for me to understand what in point of fact the purpose of it is. So, let me just say to you, it sounds like you're encouraging drinking, and that's the only thing that's troubling to me.
No, we are not encouraging. We're encouraging drinking, yes, because the bar business is down, but we're also encouraging kids to come down and have the candy. But they can't have candy unless their parents drink. But there's nothing wrong with it. It's legal to drink. And that's what I don't understand.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Robert Green from Windows on the Boulevard. And we'll be right back on The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
And we are live in New York City and proud to be here. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green is with me. He is with Windows on the Boulevard Restaurant. And we're talking to him about I don't know what this... I know the name of the promotion. It's Family Halloween Party.
No, it's a family Halloween party. The kids come in with their parents. And because it's a Halloween party... If you want to bring the kid in with a costume or something, you can do that. And they can come down and they can have themselves, the parents can have themselves a drink and the kids can have candy. Because that's what Halloween is, candy. And it's also the parents relaxing with a drink.
Well, it sounds like the more drinks you buy, the more candy the kid gets. Is that correct?
Yeah, but you make that sound like that's bad.
I'm concerned about adults going down there and drinking a lot of hooch and then, you know what I'm saying, getting too drunk?
No, that's not going to... I don't know. I mean, you're asking me questions that are beyond my it's not my responsibility. All I'm saying is have a drink, I'm troubled that you're putting a negative spin.
Sir, I'm not trying to put a negative spin on this. I'm just, the more drinks you drink, the more candy the kid gets. Is that right?
Yeah, that's. I told you my liquor business is down. And
okay, that's all I'm trying to determine. The more drinks, the more candy.
Yes. Okay. I mean, you sound as if you think this is bad, and I'm trying to tell you that it's the family party Halloween costume. It's
family, you ought to read your own thing. It's family Halloween party.
Yes, that's what it is. Family Halloween party. Fantastic.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lori, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
I can't even believe that this person is going to be serving drinks to parents with children in a bar. They're going to have to sit in a smoky bar, and then the more the parents drink, the children get more candy, so then
no,
the parents can drive those children home.
No smoking
drunk.
In California
you
bars.
Can put those children at risk, and you can put those parents at risk and all the other pedestrians and drivers out there.
Oh, ma'am, hold on. There's no smoking in California bars. That's number one.
It doesn't matter. Statute. You're going to be letting those parents drive home drunk with children in the car.
That's my concern, Mr.
Ridiculous.
Green. That's my concern, sir.
You know, the two of you are gang. I feel like I'm being ganged up on.
Well, no, you're just not answering the question that we were asking you, which is...
The question is, you don't serve alcohol to parents and adults that are going to be driving children home on Halloween. Halloween is fun
Wait
for
a minute,
children.
Now I get it.
It
now
is
I
not
get
for
it.
Adults to go out and drink so they can kill the children that are out enjoying
now,
Halloween.
Now I get it. Now, you don't drink.
Oh, I drink. I socially drink, but I don't get out and drive with my kid in the car.
But you don't have to drink. I'm just asking
you to order. Your bar.
Wait a second, ma'am. If you want to order the drink and pour it down in the sewer, that's fine with me.
It doesn't
just
matter, but the kids
are
getting crap for candies unless the parents buy more alcohol. They get a little piece of gum, big crap. Before buying a drink, so the more they drink, the more candy the kids get, so the more drugs the parents get.
You don't have to drink it.
Wait a second. Why would a guy go in and buy...
What, sit there and look at it? What, do you resist to serve your purpose, to make you money? They're going to sit there and dump it away? What, are you crazy?
Are you... you know my liquor business is off 46%.
I don't care. Go to the adults. Don't involve children. Do not involve drunk parents driving children.
This is our family...
No, it's not family.
Family...
No, it's not a family thing.
Ma'am, please. This is a family-owned business. And
it's
been
a
family-owned business since 1999. We have owned our business.
You said that you're not even married and you don't have kids. You're living with the cashier.
All right, so what? You want to know that's against the law to live with a woman?
So let's see. If Donna had a child, you'd let her go sit in the bar and drink and then drive your child home and hope that she didn't kill the kid or somebody else or other children that may be out collecting for UNICEF or whatever, collecting money for good cause during Halloween. That would be okay. You don't drink with children in the car.
I have a family run.
You don't have a family business. It's just you and the cashier that you live with.
My employees are my family.
Well, then drive your employees around drunk, but don't let people drive children around drunk.
Well, I resent, Mr. Henry, what I think is an ambush on the part of your producing staff.
Wait. I'm not ambushing you. I want this to be a success. The lady is very seriously concerned that people are going to get into a car, drive drunk with their children. With their children, okay? And
what am I? All of a sudden, I'm the what do you call that organization? Mothers that are drunk? Or no, the mothers that are against drunks? Do I look like that?
No, but you know what? When you're a mother that has children that have been killed by drunk drivers, why would you want to subject children
that
to potential death and the innocent bystanders that are walking along the streets so they can drive up on the sidewalk? What you're promoting is absolutely ridiculous.
Drive on a sidewalk.
You're absolutely ridiculous, sir. What you're doing is absolutely ridiculous, and I hope no one shows up to your bar.
I hope nobody shows up,
and I hope they never come there to eat again, because you're ridiculous.
I don't know what parents or adults you've been around, but the people I hang with can hold a drink.
Oh, well, that's too freaking bad,
well,
because
okay.
You know what?
Yeah, they know
anybody can have an accident, whether they're drunk
with a drink,
or not.
Okay?
All right, Lisa, I think you made some, or Lori, right? You made some outstanding points. And
what is your name, Lori? Lori,
yes.
Look. Bring the kids down. You don't have
I'm not
to
bringing
drink.
My. I wouldn't bring my family there on a sober day. So thank you very much, and I hope you get no customers. And thank you, Mr. Henry.
You know, see, this is the thing.
Goodbye.
Well, thank you very much for your call.
You ambushed me.
I didn't ambush you. I brought you on because it was family Halloween party night. And you've got people in there who are drinking and getting candy for the kids. It sounds a little unsafe.
And so you bring me on to make me look like a fool? You bring me on our candy is safe too. Have you thought about that? You send your kids going door to door, and you got some nut that lives up in the old house on top of the hill. She's lacing the candy with, bug spray. You want that? Oh, okay. Well, if you want that, you go right ahead. You take your kids out there.
No, I understand that you're trying to find a safe place for the kids to be. And no, I don't want them to go out trick-or-treating if it means it isn't safe. But how is it safe when they're sitting in a bar room full of a bunch of adults throwing back drinks?
Like I said, our customers aren't sloppy with a drink. They can hold... they know how to hold a drink.
1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Lisa. Lisa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, I'm a mother of four, and I find this. I can't believe that people actually think like this. Okay, first off, if you want to get your liquor business up from 47% down,
46% drop since September 11th. 46.
Okay, guess what? You can go to different advertising promotions. How about like a half price appetizer with a purchase of a drink, or how about doing just a regular adult costume contest.
Well, there's a real party.
You know,
come on down, and you'll get an appetizer.
I'll
get them through the door. You know something, Lisa? I've been in the restaurant business since 1999. And in my experience,
well,
I have found...
1999.
With advertising ideas like you have, you don't deserve to be in the in the restaurant business.
I'm in a restaurant
because
business.
Because nobody in their right mind would go in there with a kid that's going to say, I want more candy after they've had two drinks. So they get the third drink, so they can go into the big room, and
well,
then...
Well,
the kid's sitting there going, I want more candy, I want more candy. The kids are bored. You don't have any games for them. You don't have anything going on for the kids.
The candy is the thing that the
kids...
Like Halloween, have you ever seen kids with candy? They're tearing into it, they're shoving it in their faces, and we got those now and laters, banana-flavored. Kids love that.
You know what?
Banana-flavored now and laters, that's the big pitch?
You ever had it? That taffy? You know something, ma'am?
So what do you say? Banana daiquiris and banana flavored now and laters. That's what you're going for here. I mean, that's just asinine.
The banana flavored now and later and the Kit Kat is one of the top candies for these kids. Now,
you don't even have any kids. You're living with the cashier.
Exactly.
I don't think you know.
She's part of your family. You said you were only with her for 3 weeks?
We did this last. I'm sorry?
You said you were only with the cashier for 3 weeks?
We've been living together for 3 weeks, but we were dating before that. What's my personal life got to do?
You said you're a family-owned business. I think it's false advertising when you're living with your cashier, okay?
And I said to you, my employees are like my family. And I will say something else.
What?
Last year we did this. Last year we did this. And the kids said, Mommy, Daddy, I want more candy. And it was a riot. You should have seen it was a riot and a half.
Well, then you know what?
The father
would
get another
jack. You put a pot of candy at the door. You have games for the kids, and you don't get your liquor sales up on Halloween. Okay, go for it a different way because candy and liquor does not mix.
It's a bad time to be getting your liquor sales back up on Halloween.
Oh, so you're telling me my business now?
Well, Mr. Green...
No, I just want to be clear. You're telling me my business now. Is that
no, I have an opinion as a mother of four, and I think your business ideas are asinine.
Well, ma'am, what business do you own? Or are you just, what are you doing? You sewing quilts for the women's club or something?
I own my own
business, thank you, sir. I have a business that does probably twice as much as your business does.
And what kind of business are you in, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, everybody's asking me my business. What's your business?
We restore and fix equipment for restaurants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're the guys I got to deal with when the dishwasher breaks for the 19th time. That's right. Yeah.
No.
You know something? It's really funny.
I've been in business 10 years. How long have you been in business?
Since 1999.
Wow.
Okay, I've been in 10 years. 10 years we've been in this area doing business. I am a mother of four children.
I will have you know that the kids tell me that their mothers and fathers are a lot more pleasant to be with and are more fun when they have a couple of tastes.
Well, then,
mommy loves me more.
The parents
she's
that you're
so happy.
Hanging around with your kids,
alcoholic.
They need to get it right because
alcoholic.
I am more pleasant without alcohol to my children. It's
That's
a matter
right.
of attitude, not a matter of being incoherent.
Alcoholic.
How dare you?
Well, how dare you? Alcoholics is what you're serving over there, bringing their kids in. I do not like the mixture of children, booze, candy, Halloween.
Well, you know what? Put your ticket on the way out. The Padre will, I'm sure God will let you into heaven a lot sooner, Mr. Henry, for ripping my business to shreds the way you are this evening.
Hold on for a minute. Thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with Robert Green.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And we're talking with Robert Green. He's the owner of Windows on the Boulevard, a restaurant in Pasadena, California. This restaurant that you own, Bob, is having a Halloween party. And it's cocktails and treats is what you call it. So the kids come in, they get candy for every drink that their mother and father order. And it's troubling to those of us who think it encourages over-drinking.
Well, you know, the crowd that I run with, I mean, I certainly the crowd that I run with, but the friends that I have, the people that I know in the business, I don't know, I guess they're able to have a cocktail. And the other thing that you will be happy to know or maybe interested to know, the kids tell us that their parents are always angry or upset. But when they come down to a Halloween party fun, you know.
You don't even know the name of this.
Yes, I do. You've made me very nervous.
It's the Fun Halloween Family Party.
Fun Halloween Family. Their parents are suddenly, they get a couple of belts in them and they feel better. What's wrong with that? So that's all we're trying to say. Now.
Well, how do you address the argument?
And the ride, they say, a lot of kids say the ride home's like a roller coaster ride. And
come on, man. They're endangering the lives of their children, driving crazy. What do you say to that?
I can't. I'm a restaurant owner. Do I look like a member of the California Highway Patrol? I'm a restaurant owner.
And you feel no responsibility?
There's thousands of bars in this country. Do those guys have responsibility? My responsibility ends when that guy staggers or walks to his car, and that's all I'm trying to say.
1-800-449-8686. So far, I don't like what you're saying. Here is Sasha. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
Bob?
Yes, ma'am.
Is your name Bob?
Yes.
I just want to tell you, you've got to be crazy if you want to call this a family fun night. There's no way you can combine.
Well, the family has fun, so I don't know how that makes me nuts.
I totally agree with you, but listen, sir, you're confusing drinking and giving candy to children as fun for a family.
It's toaster treat. Toaster treat. Trick or treat instead? That encourages a child to set fire to somebody's garage
because they didn't get
Abba Zaba. What?
Hey, Bob, can I ask you a question? What's your primary reason for having this?
For the family fun Halloween night.
No.
What's the main reason?
What's your main reason?
So that I can put a smile on a child's face.
So you can make more money.
Increase your liquor sales, right? It's about family values.
Family values?
Yes.
Well,
you know what trick or treat is? Trick or treat is when the kid doesn't get an hour later, he kills a cat or he guts your dog and hangs it from a tree. Oh, that's great. I guess you like that, huh? Ours is toaster treat. You have a very valid point.
You don't want the child to be out there killing animals.
Neither do you want.
I have a 13-year-old.
They set fire to the guy's pool house.
Do you have children?
Because the guy is giving out.
What kind of candy was he giving out?
Kit Kats, crap, just crap.
Okay, Hey, Bob.
Who, me? No, I got no kids.
Hey, Bob.
I can't do that.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Listen, I have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old. And they are listening to you talk about drinking and giving candy, and they cannot believe it.
I didn't say they should drink. I said you ought to drink.
But I can tell you something, Mr. Henry, so many adults that I've been listening to calling in tonight could use a drink. I am totally fine. I drink.
Yeah.
But I don't take my children to drink with me.
Well, it's toaster treat.
And that's what you're asking me to do.
You have got children running amok at Halloween, burning down homes,
gutting sheep, man? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about this trick or treat deal. I never did like that. Oh, if you don't give me candy, guess what? I'm going to geld your husband.
Hey, Bob.
Family togetherness is what it's all about.
No, it's not. Because if I didn't have a child, can I come to your bar?
If you did not have a child, yes.
Okay, and I can bring your friends. So your purpose is not to benefit the kids, but to make more money in your liquor sales.
I said part of it is because our business is off a little bit.
It's off about
46%, and I'm trying to get it back up. We are also trying to stem the tide of trick-or-treating, which has cost the lives of thousands of farm animals.
What are you talking about, man? There's no farm animal that's died as a result.
Am I doing well? I couldn't hear
the host, who thinks he knows everything, is talking too much.
Am I donating money to what?
Any of your sales to the Red Cross?
To the Red Cross?
To the Red Cross. To help those who lost.
We're donating.
Your lives.
Yeah. Okay.
What, how much?
Yeah.
Well, are you or are you not?
How much?
Yeah, we, how much?
Yeah.
Probably 3%.
Probably?
No,
probably
it'll be about
3%. Tells me you're not.
How much?
24%. Nothing warms the heart more than Dad, who's got a Jack and a Coke, and Junior's got the chocolate Jack bottle. And together, I think it's funny, yeah. Okay, go ahead. You come down, you bring your kid, you'll like it.
You're joking
go.
About that, right?
I can guarantee this is, you say you're for family values. This goes every, this is totally against everything about family values.
No, you don't understand, ma'am. This is totally about family values. And
oh, and I like the way you've been working in that hole. Now you're against trick-or-treating. Is that it?
We've never liked trick-or-treating. The homes that have burnt to the ground.
There's no homes getting burnt down, man. This whole trick-or-treat thing, the kids toilet paper a house. They set off a smoke bomb. You know, they do stuff that is, to my way of thinking, a far much more benign than what you're talking about.
Well, you haven't seen some of the horrible things I've seen, and that's why we want to have Toaster Treat.
1-800-449-8686. Here is David on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Fine.
I think this guy, what you're doing is completely wrong, and let me tell you why.
Wait. This is an American custom.
Let me finish
custom.
What I have to say, then you can
an
say
American,
whatever you want to say.
Are you
it's very
your
nice
kids
of you to have a Halloween party and bring the family and the kids. But why don't you just give them free candies, and if the parents want to buy alcohol, let them buy it. If they don't want to buy it, give the
we
kids
don't sell alcohol to kids.
What?
We don't sell alcohol to kids. Maybe
I'm not selling
are
alcohol to the kids. I'm saying
well,
why don't
you
give the free candies to the kids.
Talking about
listen
the parents.
Me. Hold on. Give the free candies to the kids. Now, if the parents want to buy alcohol for themselves, that's fine. If they don't want to buy, they don't have to buy.
But what I'm saying is, they have to buy, but they don't have to drink it. See?
So what are they going to do with it? They're going to dump it in the sink?
We come around with a bucket, they pour it in, yeah.
Then what do you do with it?
You must be kidding. You're sick.
No, I'm not kidding, sir. I'm saying you don't have to drink it. We come around with a courtesy bucket, they pour it in.
And then you put it back in the bottle.
I'm supposed to waste it now. This guy wants me to waste it. And
what are you doing with the beer? You're pouring it back in the beer bottle?
You are funny. I'm telling you.
I'm going to tell you something. I came on this program with the very best of intentions.
I will not bring my kid to your restaurant.
I have been ripped an ass. Huh? You wouldn't bring your kid to my restaurant. We got the banana flavored now and laters. We've got Skittles with every five drinks, a bag of Skittles, sour flavored. We've got.
You know, you are trying with all of these candies that you say you're pitching.
Let me tell you something. You're complaining that you're losing business. Your alcohol business is down. But you know
my
what?
My business is down. And you want to know why? Because some guys who sound a lot like you flew a plane into the...
Now, that's uncalled for.
Well, they flew a plane to World Trade Center.
That's uncalled for.
Well, they did.
Never mind. Here is Nicole on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Nicole.
Speaking
I can barely hear you. Say that again, Nicole. Your car phone broke up.
I'm sorry.
Go
I was
ahead,
just
ma'am.
Calling in and explaining that I'm in the liquor industry, and I'm absolutely appalled to be a representative or have something
to do with this gentleman. Which brand?
Which brand? A lot of brands. I'm with a distributor.
Can I? I don't know if this is the time or place, Mr. Hendry. The gentleman, Jack, is that the 20-year-old? I want.
Well, you forget about whether this woman can help you with your liquor, stocking, okay?
What is his name again? Bob?
My name's Robert Green. Bob Green.
Bob, I think it's disgusting that you make light of the fact that parents encourage parents to bring their children into your bar and drink and stagger outside, and that's where your responsibility ends.
I made a joke. I'm sorry. I made a joke. It was in bad taste.
And then they stagger out to the car. And you made a joke about how the kids say the ride home is like a roller coaster ride.
I don't know. All I'm saying, we've never had one death.
You're right. You don't know.
Not one death. From any of the parents.
How would you
accident?
Know? Your responsibility ends at the door, remember, Bob?
Well, they didn't tell me about it.
Well, if they died, they wouldn't be able to, would
if
they?
If they're dead, they're not going to call you.
All right, okay. I'm sorry. That's a good point. But the fact that...
Yeah, good point. Yeah, I drove home. I killed myself. Let me call Robert Green over at Windows on the Boulevard just to let him know.
Well, somebody ought to. I mean...
Why don't you check it out yourself?
You want to listen to yourself, Nicole. You say you're in the liquor business. You want to listen to yourself... hurting our business, coming on here and saying that parents can't enjoy a cocktail. Now we have to hide it from our kids. That's what an alky
does. That's not what this is about. That is not what this is about.
Back in our desk drawers?
That is not what this is about.
I used to have a bottle in my desk drawer, but I don't keep a bottle in my desk drawer anymore. I keep it right out on top of the desk because I let people know, yeah.
Because you're a lunatic. You're a lunatic. You want kids to come so that they'll ask for more candy so that mommy and daddy will buy more drinks.
There it is. And because your liquor business has been off, everybody's liquor business, everybody's restaurant business has been hurt. Everybody has been hurt economically over the last 60 days or so. You're just going to have to suck it up, okay?
You know something? You guys
Let me ask you something. What are you donating to the Red Cross? What are you donating to the Red Cross?
We didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Dollars.
I'm sorry?
His phone broke up. Say that again, Robert.
I said, Mark Stain, dollars to the Red Cross.
Well, your car phone's breaking up in a really interesting spot.
Yes, it is.
Every time you tell us, how much money are you donating to the Red Cross? Hello?
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't he funny? What a smart ass.
You know I think he's a schmuck. I guarantee you his liquor sales are going to go downhill after this.
Asshole.
Okay, that's it, man. That's it. That's fine. That's great. Don't go to that guy's restaurant. Toaster treat. Yeah, that's it. And I noticed there at the end, he says, Ed, I'm just standing against trick-or-treating, which means thousands of sheep won't be eviscerated this coming Halloween. 1-800-449-8686, live from New York City. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Anyway, we are live in New York City and will be all week. And the reason why, you've heard the reasons. We've given you the reasons why we're here in New York. It's because we want to show you that we're traveling. And we're not only traveling, we're coming to New York. And on top of that, I flew American Airlines. Fantastic. And you want to know who helped us put this all together? The great people at Priceline.com, the official hotel, airline, fun provider for the Phil Hendry Show, Priceline.com. So when you decide to come to New York City, and like I said, I think everybody ought to at some point, everyone should visit this city. You know how there's the Mecca over in the Middle East? This ought to be the Middle East. This ought to be the Mecca for America. New York. And last night we went to the Tribeca Grill, which is, they tell me, Robert De Niro's restaurant, although he was nowhere to be seen. I was shocked. I thought for sure he'd be greeting everybody at the door. He's such a gregarious guy, but he wasn't anywhere to be seen. But we went in. We had the eviscerated sheep. We had quail, something. And we had duck something else. And then there was something else. It was great. No, actually, it was fantastic. I had, what did I have, venison? Now, why don't they just call it deer meat? You know, they won't call it deer meat because it sounds, you know, like you're eating Bambi and nobody really wants to go there. So they just say, this evening's venison is what, you mean deer? Yeah, okay, it's deer. But it was delicious. We had a couple of bottles of some fine ale. In fact, I had a bottle of Brooklyn Lager. And our waiter was a fine guy. Now, our good friend Peter Trippi and his wife Connie, they're from Brooklyn. Peter grew up in Brooklyn and, couldn't wait to get us over the bridge so we could go over to the Brooklyn Heights Promenade. And at one point, Peter's talking to the waiter, who is also from Brooklyn. And these guys, well, no, he wasn't from Brooklyn, as we found out later. He's from upstate. And Peter said to me, that guy ain't from around here. I said, why? Because he said something that was wrong. He called it New York instead of New York or something. Anyway, the guy gave me this bottle of Brooklyn Lager. And it was great. It was a dark ale. Fantastic. Had that. Walked down to Ground Zero. It was about, what time we come out of the restaurant, Maria? It was like
about 10
o'clock last night. And the Tribeca Grill is, I don't know the street, but the Broadway is probably two blocks to the west. And we walked directly down the street from the restaurant, and you could see the steam rising. and you could see the lights that are obviously on all the time so that the workers can continue this horrible task of going through this rubble. There was also the cranes that were there to help remove a lot of the rubble. There was the smell of burning timber. And if you have a fireplace, you know what the smell of burning wood smells like, and that's exactly what it smelled like. It was the wood that was still hot and still red hot from the fire, still burning. The metal at Ground Zero, the metal from the girders of the building, I'm told, some of it is still at 1,000 degrees. They are constantly pouring water onto this pile of rubble to try to cool everything down. And standing there on the perimeter, National Guard, New York Police, and at one point, I don't know how it happened, but it was such an emotional trip, I wound up hugging every cop and every National Guardsman and every fireman that I saw. And as you walk down the street, the pictures of the firefighters are on the windows of the shops. Flags that were made by the school kids adorn the windows of the shops. There are flowers, you know, along the way at intervals that have just been placed into the chain link fencing that the workers put up around the perimeter so people wouldn't get in. There are flowers and there are pictures of people missing and there are homemade letters and notes and testaments. People just feeling like they needed to write something down and put it there. There's spray painted on the canvas that is draped over the chain link fence at one point. It's just Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. Somebody just came up with a spray can and spray painted that. And as we walked down the street, and Peter and his wife would stop and look at the pictures of the firefighters, and I swear they would stand there and say, I went to school with him. This person's a cousin. This person I knew. This isn't just about a lot of people dying. This is about a lot of people that other people in this city knew. Friends and family members. And then we walked down and saw this mass of this horror. And we went at a later point over the Brooklyn Bridge to a place called Brooklyn Heights. And if you know the Patty Duke show, you know that whole Patty only sees the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn. And anyway, we went into another bar. And I'm not ashamed of that at all. And they only took American Express, which was kind of weird. But anyway, we went in, and then we walked down to the Brooklyn Heights Promenade, which is a walkway along the Hudson River. And across the Hudson River, you can see the skyline of New York. And last summer, you could see the Twin Towers. They're no longer there, but along the promenade on the cement are candles and flowers and candles and flags and flowers, stretching for a quarter of a mile, because the people who live there would get up in the morning and they would look across the Hudson River and they would see their city. And now part of their city isn't there anymore. And so candles and flowers and flags and notes and signs all along there. What happened to us as a country, we got stabbed right in the gut. And now we have to, at least as a people, come here and view this city, be a part of this city, and see what has brought this town together, what ought to bring us all together.